it's worth knowing so that your prayers mean something is mm-hmm. kind of the way I look at it.
Yeah.
And the other side of it is there's a point at which we should rejoice in the fall of Babylon.
Mm.
Fallen, fallen is Babylon the Great. Smoke of our fire goes up forever and ever. Alleluia, alleluia. Like, we're standing upon the ruins of the world with our heads held up and not wallowing in the muck with those who have no hope. So it's like, yeah, that's the muck. Let's be the stench of death. Let's not mm-hmm. pretend that ain't real. Let's not hide from this. Yeah. If what was the line from Revelation again? To him who is to go into captivity, to captivity he shall go. He who is to be killed with the sword, with the sword he must be killed. Here is a call for patience and the faith of the saints. You know, if you're not going to escape slavery if God's going to make you a slave. You're not going to escape getting killed by the sword if God's going to kill you with the sword. And so,
amen.
Why run? Why hide?
Right.
Stand up. Stand up and see it. And so, pray for your neighborhood. Pray for your neighborhood. Pray for the people in your neighborhood to be bound together through these things. Pray for lives to be spared that they might come to knowledge of the gospel. You know, that in all of this, we would wake up not only to the evils that are being done by Babylon, but that we would wake up to the need for salvation from this veil of tears entirely, and that those who are comfortable in their hedonistic false worship would be brought to repentance through all of this.